When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
So anyway, inbox of oddities. Here we are. Kat's getting ready to fly to the United States tomorrow. We're recording this on Tuesday the 23rd.
And I have to leave the apartment by 6:15 tomorrow morning. So having not packed yet is a problem.
And right after we record this version of the inbox, I get to go to the dentist.
And I have to go to the store and buy 20 plant pots so I can transplant some babies before I leave, because you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that or go to the dentist, but I'd rather do that than go to the dentist. I hate going to the dentist.
I'm so sorry.
When I was a kid, my mom was taking me to the dentist for a cleaning. Mm-hmm. And this was a few years ago.
Sure.
And in the back seat of the car was a big box of Girl Scout cookies, because it was that time of year.
Okay. Not a car seat.
No.
Or a seatbelt.
God, no.
But Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Scout cookies.
Got it.
In the back. And I, right before my cleaning, I ate an entire box of Thin Mints.
Ugh. Good choice.
Sitting in the back seat of the car unprotected.
Is that your favorite kind of Girl Scout cookie?
Yeah, I like the Thin Mints a lot. I really do.
My favorite are the lemonades with a hot cup of tea and Thin Mints and the peanut butter patties.
So pretty much the entire Girl Scout cookie selection.
Well, I don't like the pecan sandies.
Anyway, here we go. Curator@theboxofoddities.com.
That's our email.
Mm-hmm. Emily writes to us, AU, Kat and JG. Can you tell I'm watching It's Always Sunny for the 500th time? So this is my second time reaching out. It's M from Baltimore. I sent the Check Your Local Strip Club Reviews email previously. I just had to reach out after listening to JG's section on the Kardashev scale. Futurama is a comfort show for me. I watch it constantly. Mm. Season 3, episode 20, Goodfellas, Bender gets shot out of the Planet Express ship and becomes God, and then meets God. Overall, a really good episode, good message, and one of the more plausible God theories, in my humble opinion. I'm not a God scientist, so don't come at me. If I'm being honest, the only church I subscribe to is the one that worships Danny DeVito, our real Lord and Savior.
You know it. Did you see the news article about a boy's bathroom? I think it was like a junior high school or something. And they found that there was a secret room behind the paper towel dispenser.
No.
And there was a shrine to Danny DeVito behind it.
No!
Yes.
Is that right? Oh, my God. Anyway, my friend Sarah from Colorado, she also emailed you before.
I have a friend, Sarah, from Colorado.
She's the one where she's in the closet eating candy and listening to Boo hiding from her new crotch goblin. She showed me y'all in 2021, and I've been hooked ever since. I've converted a few of my friends to freaks, and also my mom. You guys are the absolute best. Mm-hmm. See the attached photo of my tiny-brained pup.
Oh, my goodness.
What an adorable little fluff
Look
muffin.
Look at that round fluff face.
Mm-hmm. He's not liking the snow.
Oh, I want to bite his face. Alec writes, I was listening to Box 616, and you mentioned your mom calling you Katie Poo growing up. Definitely couldn't be a regional thing. I'm from Washington, and my mom called me Pootie or Pooter. Maybe it's just a weird mom thing.
Pootie?
Pootie.
Pootie.
Thanks, Pootie.
Last week, we launched our Box of Oddities newsletter, and Got this response. We got many, many responses. Dear Kat and Jethro, a few days ago, I received your newsletter email. I had come home from a day of work, comfortable in the monotony in my life, when I noticed a new email notification in the tab on my PC browser. I was so pleasantly surprised to find your email. The best I can do in this language is tell you that I was deeply touched, and for the moment, I felt special. It was so unexpected and wonderful. Perhaps you had announced such a thing would be happening, but I have not heard very recent episodes as I am saving them for some reason. Your podcast is like a reward to me if I've been a good boy.
Oh, I love that.
Your pal, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan. Okay, this one's wild. I had posted in a Facebook group that I'm in called the Dull Women's Club about how I was collecting the presidential dollars and I was in need of a poke.
Right.
Well, I finally got my poke.
You sure did.
And so
I gave it to you.
You did.
Yeah.
And so I shared on the Dull Women's Club my coins. And I said, I'm so excited I got the poke today. So I have a complete set through Lincoln. And Nicole commented, I legit did a double take at what group this was because Boo is one of my favorite podcasts and you are one of the least dull people in the world. Glad you found your poke dollar.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nicole.
Wendy said, I just wanted to say thank you for always keeping me company on my dog walks and let you know you have infiltrated my life in a few weird ways. Thanks to JG, I always knew I really didn't like patterns with holes in them, but never thought about it too much. She's referring to my talking about my
trypophobia.
The more you talked about it, the more it manifested in my brain. Now I get nauseous, even if I think about it. I'm sorry, but
so sorry.
I understand that. It was kind of just in the background of my life until, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago or so, and then it really just started to manifest. Ugh. A few months ago, I had a boo effect with my husband in the car, and I said, wow, that was a weird boo effect. My husband was confused and said, what did you say? What the hell is a boo whatever? I explained, you know, that podcast I listen to with the husband and wife who tell each other weird and funny stories like we do. When a real life moment happens that connects with what they were talking about, it's called a boo effect. And just to show how far he's come, and maybe how much I quote you to him, just recently I was telling him about the episode where Kat talked about space, and because my husband likes space facts, I said, today on Box of Oddities, the wife was talking about the largest, and before I had time to say body of water in space, he interrupted and yelled, penis! We burst out into giggles, but also it was clear to me that you've become a part of our everyday life. Thank you for the joy you bring us. And then a picture of Wendy with her beautiful dog, Aurora.
Oh my God, I want to bite her face.
Kat wants to eat all your dogs, everybody.
We got this comment on YouTube. Yes, the mutton chops are back.
Uh-huh.
Love the video version. Trying to figure out how big a film crew you have. One films Kat, one on JG, and one wide shot. Hope the episodes go on forever. Ovaltine, ha ha ha.
One of our regular freaks, longtime freak, Mr. Mac writes, hey, my favorite freak founders, I have no idea if it's my stupid savant brain giving me better pattern recognition or if I just experience an inordinate amount of coincidences that border on synchronicity. But I thought I'd share some highlights of my day while out delivering beer. The order in which I listened to my first three podcasts today, Morning Radio Show, No Such Thing as a Fish, and Box of Oddities number 622. One of the hosts on the radio show mentioned having a Live, Laugh, Limp Bizkit hat in her online shopping cart, which is a band I haven't heard mentioned in months at minimum. Kat ends up singing Rollin' by Limp Bizkit. Fact from No Such Thing as a Fish is about the Amazon being mostly man-made and their special guest is an entomologist, has actually worked on finding new species in the Amazon, and Jethro ends up talking about the Amazon's elusive cryptid Yucca Mama. Strangest of all is a text message I got from my best friend while listening to Kat talk about the dead children playground in Huntsville. The text I got was a picture of a recently discovered poem I wrote 20 years ago. A poem that I wrote her to wish her health and happiness in her move to Huntsville, Alabama.
Wow.
Sound a little bit like Forrest Gump there.
Yep.
Greenbow, Alabama. Anyway, my friend ended up not living there long, but I've already given her shit for not going to play with the dead children's ghosts. With all the consensual love my heart and pants could possibly contain. Thanks, Mr. Mack. You hear Kat and I talk a lot about Aura Frames, and there's a reason for that. We live in Ecuador, and our family is all over the place. In fact, Kat right now is up visiting her mom, and when I say up, I mean Maine. We got her an Aura Frame so we could share photos and videos from any device, and they'll instantly appear on the frame, which makes it easy because she's getting up there in years. It's easy to set up. It takes about 2 minutes to set up a frame using the Aura app, and it's the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app, and if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. It is the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get 30% off free shipping and their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code ODDITIES at checkout to save. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com, and use code ODDITIES at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Don sent us this story.
During the mid-2000s, I was living in Chautauqua County, New York, about 8 miles from the border with Pennsylvania. I was working second shift at an ice cream manufacturer at the northern edge of the county, near to Lake Erie. My drive was about an hour both ways, as my particular job was to pump the mixes to various production lines and add the flavoring to the products. I was usually first in and last out. My shift started at 2:30 each day and ended around 10 o'clock. On this particular day, I was working overtime and I left around 1 a.m. Now, to describe the drive, mostly state and county roads that pass through small communities, picturesque farmland, and lonely stretches of woodlands. The road where this incident took place was a secondary road, roughly 8 miles long, with a small town at the northern end, a few homes scattered along the road with an old cemetery and a couple of homes at the southern end. On this dark night, as I was passing the houses at the midpoint of this remote road, something caught my eye. On the side of a gray house that I was familiar with and had never seen this feature before, was a stoop with an open door. On the stoop stood a person, or so appeared to be. They were silhouetted by a very bright yellow light and were wearing an odd-looking hat, which seemed out of place at 1:30 or so in the morning. While it's tough to pick out too many details while driving in the middle of the night, it helps that the speed limit was 35, and that's what I drove, having had many close encounters with the many deer that inhabit the region. Driving at these speeds, I was able to pick out enough detail to think that the hat looked most like a derby. The yellowish light behind the being seemed to be like that sickly yellow mercury streetlight color, but brighter. The thing that I will never forget and creeped me out the most was the sensation that it was looking back at me and knew that I was looking at it. But not just that, it felt like it was looking through me and made me feel guilty, like I should not have seen it. There was never any malevolence felt. The next day, after I passed the house on my way to work, I turned the car around to go and look at the house. The house no longer had a door and stoop on the side, just two windows on the second floor and one on the first floor. Maybe I was mistaken, or maybe I saw something that I was not meant to see.
Yeah, that's a little freaky.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that.
Yeah?
No.
I would start researching that house. You know me, I'd get online, I'd look at tax records.
Sure.
And then I'd compare them to receipts from local haberdasheries at that time to see if somebody at that address actually bought a derby.
You'd start your research with hat-based research?
Yeah, because the guy appeared to be wearing a derby. So if I could tie the time period of that owner to a purchase at a local hat shop, then we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, not like house blueprints or anything, but
no, the hat.
Hat stores.
Hat store, haberdasheries.
So we finally got the results back from Lukey's DNA test.
Yeah.
And I had opened up the opportunity to take guesses about what his breed was before I talked about what the results were.
Mm-hmm.
So many incredible guesses. But even better was after I shared what his mix actually is, were the responses. Now, I thought he was probably like some sort of terrier Maltese mix.
A Westie that had been kicked around.
Right.
Right.
But instead, it turned out that he was Pekingese, Poodle, Shih Tzu, Cocker Spaniel, Lhasa Apso, Dachshund, German Shepherd, Chihuahua, Yorkshire Terrier.
Mm-hmm.
And
coming from the streets of Ecuador, somehow not that surprising.
Right. Some of those breeds were lumped into what is referred to by Embark DNA as a supermutt.
Supermutt. He's super muddy.
Yow. And so everyone has decided now that he needs a cape. And
yes, we all need capes. Let's all get capes that match. Let's get matching capes, matching capes.
Three people actually sent me links on Amazon to dog capes. So I just wanted to thank you all for your guesses, for your responses, and for your links to capes.
That's glorious. Jack writes, hello, freaks. I was driving through South Texas last night on my way to work. Episode 622 was playing. I got very excited and may have yelled a little loud, yes, when Jethro started talking about the Dead Children's Playground. Well, because I've been there. Unfortunately, I have yet to go at night, so I don't have any spooky experiences to share. I will say it is a very peaceful place. It has an odd feeling to it, but in a comforting way, if that makes any sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
The cemetery adjacent to it is rather nice, but then I'm a fan of cemeteries. Also, yes, you two do owe Huntsville a show. I had tickets to that one.
I'm so sorry, honey.
I only live about an hour away, so I will be there. Thanks again for everything you do, and you make my drives a lot easier, flying my freak flag wherever I roam. Yes, we will get to Huntsville soon. Hopefully, very soon. We're looking at, well, actually, we're in the early, early stages of planning a tour. Probably first quarter next year.
Rennie writes, as I'm listening to the Lobster Boy episode, I'm still catching up, I get an email from Red Lobster. Coincidence? I think not. I am landlocked in Arkansas, so the lobster is really the best and only option in my area.
Well, that's hilarious.
I forgive you.
Speaking of Huntsville, Madeline writes, hello from Huntsville.
Hey.
Hello, beautiful humans. I've been listening for years, but I've never had anything interesting to write in about. Still don't, I guess, but I'm writing in anyway. I'm in the middle of listening to Box 622. And got so excited to hear Jethro's story about Maple Hill Cemetery. My husband and I live in Huntsville and are only about 20 minutes away from that Maple Hill Cemetery. The cemetery is downtown near one of the most historic neighborhoods in Huntsville, Five Points. I've never heard of the ghost stories before, but we don't live downtown, so we're probably not running in the right circles. Clearly, we need to change that. Anyway, it was so exciting to hear a story of my town on my favorite podcast. I doubt I'll get up the nerve to go after dark and test the theories, but I'll definitely take a peek the next time we're in the area. And yes, please come visit on your next tour. I'll be there with bells and whistles, dragging my husband and everyone else I know along to make sure the trip is worth your while. Thanks for all you do. Shallow End and Box are by far my two favorite shows to listen to.
Aww.
Thank you so much.
Sebastian wrote on Facebook, "Hi, Kat and JG. So I was listening to Box 559 and was elated to hear that you play Stardew Valley as well. It's a game I convinced my fiancé to play with me, and we both loved it. It's creative and goal-oriented, which is great for both of us. We each have our own Nintendo Switch and enjoy pursuing our own goals. I think it's a fantastic couples game. And if JG doesn't play with you, no, he does not. He definitely should. And you were talking about animal names, and it reminded me of this. Back in December 2022, my fiancé's mom passed away from cancer. She loved chickens. She had chicken decorations all over her homestead, and we enjoyed adding to her collection. I think she was a chicken in a past life. When she passed away, I bought a Stardew Valley plush chicken and a button voice playback thingy. I had a Velcro pocket added on the inside of the chicken and found a voice message on my fiancé's phone that said, 'Hi, baby girl. I love you.' I stuffed the playback device in the chicken. Aww. So now every time she wants to hear her mom's voice, all she has to do is squeeze her Stardew Valley chicken. Anyway, that's all. Thanks for the content and thanks for reading. Keep on keeping on."
That's really sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
And Sean writes, "Howdy, Kat and JG. Just the other day, I was driving my truck listening to Box of Oddities when I heard a deep snarl come from my belly. Figuring a sandwich ought to slay that dragon, I reached into my trusty lunchbox just as I heard Kat say, 'If you just want to talk about birds and sandwiches, we're here for it.' Just as my right hand grabbed the hilt of my sandwich, it was oven-roasted turkey on white toast with mayonnaise."
So it was a bird and sandwich.
And a sandwich. Thanks for all the marvelous moments. Sean.
Thanks, Sean. "Hi, Kat and Jethro. My name is Renata. I've been listening to your podcast almost since the beginning when someone at Bar Trivia recommended it to me, and I just had my first boo effect. It was actually almost a double boo effect in a way. So I'm catching up on episodes when assembling a closet organizer in my bedroom, and I think to myself, you know, I've been listening for so long, and I've yet to have my own boo effect. Just a little bit after that, it happens. I live in Wyoming, and it gets windy out here, tonight being an example of that. So I'm listening to episode 611 on my TV, and I can hear how loud the wind is very clearly in my bedroom. And after a particularly loud gust, I stop for a second and turn toward my window and think to myself, wow, that's some loud wind tonight. Right then, from my TV, I hear Kat say, 'Can you hear that wind? That is wild.' I was just shocked and so excited I had to send this email immediately. Thanks for making one of my favorite podcasts from your freak in windy Wyoming, Renata."
Curator at theboxofoddities.com. We're all over the social medias. Of course, now we're regularly releasing video episodes on YouTube. And I think each one we do gets a little bit better technically. I'm still trying to get the lights to look right, but we're working on it.
I think you're overly critiquing yourself.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
You're doing a great job.
Anyway, we'd love for you to check it out and subscribe. That helps. Subscribe anywhere. It really helps.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Tell your friends and tell your enemies. But regardless, tell someone, and we'll see you next time.
Until then, keep flying that freak flag.
And fly it proudly, you beautiful freak.
And so, let it be known that the Box of Oddities belongs to you, and its fate is in your hands. We wish to offer our deeply felt gratitude and appreciation for your patronage. TheBoxOfOddities.com. On Facebook at facebook.com/Box of Oddities Podcast and Instagram at Box of Oddities Podcast. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Oh, God. Oh, my arms are just fucking stuck like this.
If you like this podcast, can we recommend another one? It's called Big Picture Science. You can hear it wherever you get your podcasts, and its name tells part of the story. The big picture questions and the most interesting research in science.
Seth and I are the hosts. Seth is a scientist. I am Molly, and I'm a science journalist. And we talk to people smarter than us, and we have fun along the way. The show is called Big Picture Science, and as Seth said, you can hear it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. Stakuyi here.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are the hosts of History of Everything, a podcast which you can probably guess by the name is, well, I mean, it's about everything. Do you want to know why people thought potatoes were evil and would give you syphilis? Are you curious about all the stories of the terrible and stupid ways that people have kicked the bucket over the years? Do you want to hear tales about all of the different badasses of history and the lives that they had brought to life? Well, if so, then look no further. History of Everything is just the right podcast for you. It's available on Spotify, Pandora, and anywhere else that you get your podcast from. Join us for some fun and just see how weird and wacky history can be.